We're here with ESPN's Trey Wingo, broadcasting the whole event here tonight. What are the challenges with doing such a large broadcast like this?
Well, Phil, the fun thing is that you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, we have guys that are going to go up there at a very emotional time in their lives, and it hits them differently at different times. And, you never know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth. I'll never forget when Barry Sanders was inducted, his father was his presenter. And the first words out of Barry Sanders' father's mouth were, "Barry Sanders was the third best running back I ever saw behind Jim Brown and me." And we were like, all right, seems an awkward way to be here honoring your son, but if you want to start that way, that's fine. So you have to be prepared for anything, and that certainly was something we were not prepared for.
Make you dance a little bit, huh?
Woo. Keep you on your toes, that's for sure.
TD heading in there tonight. Where do you feel like he stacks up? I mean, he clearly has the credentials, do you think?
Oh, no question. Look, he is a generation's Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers was an exceptional running back who set all kinds of records and got hurt. Terrell Davis was an exceptional running back that set all kinds of records and got hurt. He just did it differently than Gale. But when he was at his best, there wasn't a better player in football. I mean, to this day, he still has the NFL record for the best average rushing yards per game in playoff history, 142 over eight games. And second place ain't close. So, you know, if it's about being great when it matters most, he was great when it mattered most.
We're getting TD in this year. Do you feel like Broncos owner Pat Bowlen might be next here with the Contributors Committee?
Yeah, you know, that's a category that has a lot of leeway, and I think Pat has done amazing things for this game. I mean, you know, he's a player's guy. He's always taken care of his players, and he's beloved in Denver, and he created a foundation and a franchise that has thrived for many, many years. I think Pat Bowlen is very worthy of the Hall of Fame.
Okay, thank you very much, Trey. Appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
You got it, man. Thank you.